say the whole thing on the Min Aleph. Rashi Churius. So Rashi, what a Churius of Dekel is anofim koshim, its branches which became hard to ace like wood. Mishahukshu, shidroshu lulavim, once the lulav shedder becomes hard. Manoflu olin shalahen, and the leaves fall off. Karlahu lahen Churius, that's called Churius. So you leave the lulav on the tree, its leaves start to fan out, and eventually they fall off, and the shedder part becomes very hard. So he took these clears that Krishna Godrun called Ksitas Tamorim Kara Gadira. Any act of cutting off dates is called Gadira. So I guess that transfers over to not the dates themselves, but the palm leaves of the date tree. Okay, so he took them late, and he wants to use them to sit on. Sarf l'kashem. L'kashem yachad v'vayyam, he has to tie them together. L'chiyach shal yeshiva omdim. This would indicate that he's planning to sit on them, use them as a bundle to sit on. V'imloy kashem yachad, if he did not tie them. Osa l'tatlan, he cannot move them. L'mocher, d'loy habi, yichud b'machshava. So, the Tanakhama says that yichud b'machshava is not sufficient. Rishon Gamliel says that that you don't need to tie it to Amar Lo, no. Okay. Yeah, then the more by Itmar, Rav says Kosher, Shmuel says Kosher, and Ravasi says Yoshev, Ravasi, Amar Yoshev, Alem Vadyoim, Abish Lachishev, if he sat on them, even though he did not think about them, he did not tie them, Alein Liyashev Lamacher, even though he had no one. I mean, obviously, when he sat on them intentionally. He didn't just by mistake end up there. What does it mean? He wasn't chishev. He did not indicate in his mind he wants to use them for the purpose of sitting on them for tomorrow. Still, golidai to the yeshiva kami, by sitting them one time, that makes them into that their function is yeshiva. So the Moras Akasha. So Rav fits with the Tanakhama. Shmuel fits with the Shem Gamliel. Who does Ravasi hold like? So the Morsi hold like the following braisa. Says Yotze, you can go up to Bikurin. Bikurin is pishtun soruk shenosin alamaka. It's combed flax, which you can put on a wound. And Bitsipa, which is semer menupas anitan alamaka. Tzipa is if you have combed wool, which you want to put on the maka. It's mutter. It's manshet sovon. We have the Yosef Bishemen. In our Gemara, the word Bishemen is removed. Rashi keeps it in, so he says. It's a short shetzvon b'shemen goli daite to lamaka kami by soaking them in oil. You indicated you want to use it on the wound. Anichon alav b'shabbos, they put it on Shabbos. Now, Rashi says, why isn't there a refuah issue? The lav refuah, you know, you're not doing it for refuah because they don't heal. Ela shalay yisatu malbusha b'esmakos. It shouldn't irritate the wound with the clothing, etc. So therefore it's considered like a garment. I will light swan b'shemen, if you did not soak them in this oil. The lav malbush nino. So then they're not considered that you've done a maisa to make them into a garment, that their function is to protect the body. So havali masui ven yotzer by the Rishas Rabbim. So even though right now it is protecting you in some way, but it doesn't make it a malbush. But the fact that taking a non-malbush item and putting it, like we discussed I think one time, putting a bag over your head, a shopping bag over your head, doesn't make it that it's considered a malbush, even though right now you're wearing it to protect yourself, so you can't wear that in Rosh Hashanah. If you know Erev, you can't, you know, put a bag over your head. Even though it's there to protect you from the rain, it's not a malbush. What? So over here, by before Shabbos, soaking it, you made it into its function now as a protective one. It's there to protect the body. That's what its function is. So it's a malbush. But otherwise, havelim masim and yotzibar l'shas harabim. You can't even carry it. Vim yotzibahen, before Shabbos, he wore them one time. That's sufficient. So Hanukkah Ravasi, Domer Yoshev, Bishalach Yoshev, Lachishev, that's Ravasi's idea, that just using it from before Shabbos without necessarily tying it or having machshava to use it right there, that itself is enough to make it that it's mutter. Okay, that's a rough tool. Back on the Gemara.
Are these choriyah and shodak all the same things to talk about? So, what about not tall and it would stand them?
Over there, it wasn't dekel. It wasn't from the palm tree, it was from the willow tree. There was, Rabbi Huda said you would use racial dekel, but no, you're right. Rabbi Huda was, according to Rabbi Huda, I think it was, you would use racial dekel. Amar Rashi, Avanan Nami Tanina. We also learned, like, we have a Mishnah which says, it indicates like Rav Asi. So Rav Ashi is being a right to Rav Asi. If you're a Litvak, that's a terrible type of a conversation. Mishnah says, Hakash Shagabi Hamito. If you have straw which you put on, which you're using on the bed, as the, you want to use it as. So straw in general is not, its function is not to be the, for a mattress, its main function is used to you put in the fire, or you use it to mix it into mud and to make bricks, etc. So it's muksa. So if it's on the bed, lo yana'anu biyada, you're not going to move it with your hands because it's muksa. Abu manana begufa, so if a person wants to sort of shape it, move the straw around, that should be more comfortable. So he's allowed to do that only with his body, not with his hands. Because tilted with the goof is mutter. Avim hoya maichu behemo. If a person, when he picked it, or you know, after that he designated this as maichu behemo, and the animal's been eating from this pot, and then he takes the straw and puts it in the bag. So Michael Behema is not muksa. You're allowed to feed your animal on Shabbos. So it's not muksa. So then, Oshahoyul oi, which that's not negated to us, the Michael Behema case. Shahoyul of Kar Oisadim Mibadyoim. You put the Kar is like a pillow. Sadin is, you put a piece of linen on top of it. So in other words, you've used it from before Shabbos to lie on. The manana b'yada, you're allowed to. It's not considered muksa. You're allowed to move it by hand. Shami no. So that's a raya to Rav Asi. Okay. Uman tana the pola galay the Rishim Gamliel. So who's the tana kama of Rishim Gamliel's brisa, which says that you need kishira and just a machshava alone is not enough. Who is that? You should know that's Rav Chanina ben Akiva. He also Rav Dimi. Amar Ziri, Amar Rav Chanina. So these are all Amaroyim talking. He brought the following braisa. Pam achas holok Rav Chanina ben Akiva l'mokam echad. One time Rav Chanina ben Akiva went somewhere. Matzachariya shal dekel shagadrum l'shum eitzim. And he found these palm branches, which had been taken off of the tree to use as firewood, etc. So the muksa. Amar lehem l'talmidav, tzu b'chishu, go and have the intent to use them. Kadesha nesha b'lehem l'machar, we should be able to sit on these on them. The next day. Okay.
You have to be around something to have intent.
No. I mean, if you go and just mach shav alone, I don't think so. Lo yadana I beis mishta hava, beis obol hava. I'm not sure now. I think that the Gemara is interjecting that this scenario was a case where it was a chasna, or it was a base of obol, and there was a lot of tirda. This is Zairi's putting into the conversation. I wasn't sure which one it was. So more than comes, so Rabbimi says, Midaka Omar, from the fact that Zairi added it had to be Beis Ovel or Beis Mishta, Midaka Omar, I Beis Mishta Hava, I Beis Ovel Hava, Dafka Beis Ovel or Beis Mishta, the treaty. That the only reason why he relied on Machshava alone, just thinking, is because there was a tirdos, so he was makel to rely on the Machshava. Aval hacha, but in general, kosher in, loy kosher loy. Just Machshava alone is not enough, and you have to do an action, you have to do some type of action to it to make it non-mux. See Rashi. Afanana mitinina karavasi. So Ravashi brought a Mishnah like Ravasi. Kash is stomach latino koi, the levenum. Either it's going to be used to mix into tina is mud to make, or mix it into that. What you use to make your adobe, your brick. Or la hasaka, or you use it for as some type of fuel. Or muksa, what's muksa? If you had straw on the bed, it wasn't put there to lie on. You said, you know what? Great, there's straw on the bed. Let's lie on it. You need to spread it out to lie on it. Actually, it's sober because there shouldn't be two big piles, which would be uncomfortable. So you can't move it by hand because it's muksa. But the goof, that's tiltable kilacher yad, literally with the back of your hand, which means that not in the ordinary fashion. And Chazal did not ask for tiltable muksa kilacher yad. Hashayol of karasadin, which means hashachav alav b'vadyam, you use it from before Shabbos. Al b'shalo yitzul lakat, even though he did not designated for that, that's its function. Lachisha Rolov, and it did not have any thought, it didn't have any plans for it necessarily. It still works, the fact that you used it one time. Vahana Karavasi. Umantana, Daliel, Dhammar, Tsarach, Likshur, Upola, Gadar, Vashem. It says that Machshav alone is not enough, you must do an action. Was Rav Chanina ben Akiva. Vala Yadana, Ziri, Kamala, Ziri, who was saying over what Rav Chanina ben Akiva said. He says he wasn't sure that the case was either Beis Ovel or Beis Mishta. The treaty blo yuchel likshur mivadyan. Also with the shor blo lakisha. It was a scenario where it was impossible to have the time to tie it from beforehand. And that's when he was batarit. But Abba Ba'am Aloy, and otherwise not. So there was, it sounds like that means Ziri had a masara. The scenario which Rav Yehuda Akiva was talking about was specifically because there was a tirda involved. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, Zot Gemara, the first wide line. Amar Rav Yehuda, Ma'achas Adam, Malach Kapasa, offer a person to bring in a, before Shabbos, a box full of dirt. Called Tzarchai, and he could use it on Shabbos. So he'd bring in dirt from the outside, he'd pour it down, and then on Shabbos, the way they cleaned their floor was by adding more dirt. Right, you would cover another layer of dirt, and that would clean up all the mess. The problem is the dirt is muksa. So he says you can do that. Dorish Marzucha Mishmed the Marzucha Rabba. So Marzucha said the name of Marzucha Rabba. Mahusha Yichud Loi Karen Zobis. The reason why it's permitted to use, it's not considered muksa, is, it's not, and it's not considered bottle to the karka, which again would create a problem, is because you put a corner, you put it in the corner, and you designate this is the corner to carry, hold the dirt, so that's sufficient. But if you put it in the middle of the house, it just spreads out, and that's not considered. You've not done anything to indicate that this dirt is the function, as functioning dirt to use on Shabbos.
Does he keep the dirt in the box, or
does he pouring it up? You don't have to. The problem is if he wants it. Yeah. If you keep the box, it's much easier. I'm Rabbanu Kamei de Rapapa. So the Tamidim said to Rapapa, Kaman, Lechara, this is Kriv Shem Gamlio. This is like Kriv Shem Gamlio, that Machshav alone is enough. Why did Kriv Shem Gamlio? Why are we being a Maisa? The Chavis said you need a Maisa also, and where's your Maisa? That's what the Tamidim said to Rapapa. Amalu Rapapa. So Papa said back to them, no, if it was him or Rabbanu, I'd call him Rabbanu and Dabin and Maisa. Alameda de Baravita be Maisa. When the Chum say you need a Maisa, something which you could do a Maisa, you didn't do a Maisa, so that's indicative of the fact that you don't want to designate it. Alameda de Loi Bar Me'avda be Maisa. If something which there's nothing to do, Loi. Then the Chum were not Machayev. Do not see a need to have a Maisa specifically. Okay. So, name a katanoi. This idea that we just said that something which there's no maisha to do, then the maisha is not required to designate it. That should be machlokes katanoi. Okay. Why? Bryce says, "B'kol chofen es hakelim." You're allowed to rub your kelim on Shabbos to clean them. So they're chutz mikli kesef begar tikkun. You can't silver kelim. You can't use gar tikkun. So Rashi says it's a type of like a tartar, cream of tartar. And when you rub it, it rubs off some of the silver. It smooths out the silver, and that's the melacha mamachek, that when you're smoothing something out. So it's harsh enough that it does that. Mercy, one second. Honesha v'chol mutter. Are you indicating that that neser and chol would not be a problem of rubbing down kasev? How do they translate neser? That's very helpful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chol is sand. Rashi, one place Rashi sounds like it's like a type of borax or something like that.
Borax.
Yeah. I Tanya, we learned in a brisa, neser b'chol is usher. You can't do neser b'chol because they're going to rub down the kesef, and you have a problem of the melacha of mamachik as soon as something out. So one brisa says it's mutter. One brisa says it's usher. Okay, my love. So isn't this the machlokes? It's b'hogim eflukim. The marshav are be'inan ma'isa. The marshav are lo be'inan ma'isa. That maybe really the problem isn't because of mamachik. In other words, neither one is really mamachik the kesef. They're arguing over here with a muksa problem. So the brisa says neser and chol are not allowed is because they're muksa, and the brisa which says neser and chol are permitted is because they hold it's not considered muksa. So, over here there's nothing to do about it to make it to designate it, and still one says. That it's considered muksa. One says it's not considered muksa, but the fact that you decided to use it, that's enough. That's the more suggestion. The guard to code is a problem of mamachik, and yes, the problem is not mamachik, the problem is the muksa issue. The more says,
hello, the kuliaba, lo bein and maisa.
everybody would agree that in a case you don't have maisa to do, you don't need a maisa, so muksa would not be a problem. But lakasha, so then what's shot in the brayza which says it's us? There should be a kasha on that. Harbi Yehuda Dar Medav Shein Miskaven Aster, Harbi Shubba Dar Medav Shein Miskaven Motim. It's not a psik ratio by Chol and Nesra that it'll be mamachik. So Rav Shimon says it's mutter, Rav Yehuda says it's aser. It's not a psik ratio. Gar Tikkun is a psik ratio. So you can't, even Rav Shimon would be masking that it's aser. But Nesra and Chol, it's not a psik ratio and it's mutter. Yeah.
How could it be an intention? I mean, when you're going to rub something on something, it's going to smooth it down. Very.
Well, that's it. But normally, if you take a piece of metal and I polish it, I burnish it, I'm not rubbing out.
That's not the purpose, but it happens every time. That's part of the process.
Okay, I don't know. I can't tell you. Okay. The Mar says, "I came to the hall, the Shurik Rav Shimon."
It could be just a question of it does, but to such a small extent that it's not nikar.
Is that the criteria?
Not
is
small extent.
I can't argue with Z's argument. You tell me it does. Tell me it does. The Mor says it doesn't.
They obviously knew that it did because they wouldn't have argued the argument.
Well, the Mor says it does. It's not a psychration. It's not body that's going to do it. You're telling me the body's going to do it. How am I supposed to tell you?
Right.
The Mor says it doesn't. I don't like getting into the type of arguments. I don't know what to do with them.
Right.
Okay. So Russell's saying the amount is so minimal it's not significant in a lot. It's also possible. I don't know. Okay. So the Mor says, "Mayu kim to lohod the shurik Rav Shimon." If you tell me the Braisa which says that you're allowed to use Neser and Chol is going like Rav Shimon. So then Amos say, but look, let's look at the end of that price. He says, Avalo Yochav Behen Sarah, the person can't use this Neser and Chol, maybe Neser is not Borax, it's something else, I don't know what it is, you can't use it to shampoo your hair. So, because it's going to tear out hairs. And the beer of Shimon, if it's Rav Shimon, Mishra Kashori, Rav Shimon holds that we're not Koshish for that. And that means it's Mutter. Rav Shimon means it's Mutter. The Tan, that there's a Braisa which says a Nazir can't cut his hair. This is not talking about Shabbos anymore, it's talking about the weekdays. So he's Koyfev, he's allowed to rub his hair with this Neser and Chol, Rashi says. Let him a fast face, which is like sort of like combing out his hair with his hands. Well, sir, he can't comb with a comb. Because a comb, we assume that it's definitely going to take out some hair. But that's not, so this is not going to be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda would say, Avshen Miskaven is also. So this Mishnah, the Mishnah, or Braisa in the Mishnah. Mishnah and Nazir is going like Rav Shimon. So you see, according to Rav Shimon, using Neser and Chol is Mutter, and this Bryce is for the hair. And this Bryce is saying that Neser and Chol are also for the hair, and you're telling me it's Rav Shimon. That can't be. Al-Amor says, Havahar Rav Yehuda. So both were forced to say that both of these Bryces, the one that says Neser and Chol is Aser, and one that says Neser Chol Mutter are both Rabbi Yehuda. So the one who says it's Aser, we understand. The Shaila is why would the one who says it's Mutter say it's Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda? Ellen Moore says, "Betrayed and I leave with Rabbi Yehuda." It's Mechalikus Tanoim what Rabbi Yehuda held in regards to Neser and Chol. I tana leave with Rabbi Yehuda Saber Garder. By tana leave with Rabbi Yehuda Saber Le Garder. This Tana, one Tana holds that Neser Chol in general are not. Yehuda holds Avshem Miskaven is also, which means if it could do it, even though it's not valid going to do it, even though you're not intending to do it, since it could do it, it's also. But He's saying, one says that the amount of times that it does it are so minimal that even Rabbi Yehuda is not going to make it loss. No, I'm saying over here it doesn't happen. The amount of times that it happens are Russell saying it happens every time, but the effect that it has is minimal. Over here, I'm saying it happens 1 out of 100, so I'm not have to worry about 1 out of 100. But also saying it happens 100 times, but each time it happens, with such a millimeter of, that's not important in halacha. That's a different type of thought. Rashi. I'm not saying it's wrong, I'm just saying that it's a different type of thought. Okay, the Mor says, B'mayu kimta shrib Yehuda, so if you're saying this halacha that is going like Rabbi Yehuda, Ema Sefer, it says, let's look at the Sefer, Abapono Yerabarag Lev Zmutu. The Brisa which says Nesa B'chol or Osir, it tells you it says, no, the one that says Nesa B'chol is Mutter, but it says Lo Yochel Fensar, you can't use it for your hair. But that same brush it says, but for the polar yoda baragla, for the face, hands, and feet is mutter. Well, you have hair on your face, hands, and feet also. Or at least in your face, forget about the hands and the feet, you have the face. I'm a polar baragla, but it's mutter. It's also going to take up the hairs. According to Behuda, Dabashan Miskabin is also. And the boy Sema Bekotah doesn't have a beard yet. The boy Sema Beisha doesn't have a beard. The boy Sema Besoris, who is male, which his hormones don't function properly, and he doesn't have a beard either. Okay. Zog Rashi. Matzis Malik Tupasa offer. So Rabbi Yehuda said you can bring in lechasas by tsoya, v'roik, bring in dirt which you're going to use to cover tsoya or spit, etc. Umara ha'ofer bebeisar la'aretz, he's going to pour it off into the ground. Menayt l'tamid l'chotzrach, when he wants to use it as necessary. So it's mutzer v'ushiyich l'karen zavis, t'havi kemuchin v'ayman l'kach, by putting it in the corner, so it's ready to use. It's been designated for that purpose. Basically, put in the middle, the midrash reglayim, where it can be stepped on, reo botel, look how big your coat is, the bias, it becomes botel to the karka, becomes part of the ground, umutsa b'asa. Whereas it goes like Kavshim Gamliel, Kavshim and the Shor b'mach shababalma, that just thinking is enough. So the Tamidim wanted to say that's like Rav Shimon, because you've not done any Maisa to indicate what you're going to do with it. So Rav Papa said back, no. Something which you have, something which is the Bar Mi'av and Maisa, which you can do a Maisa to it, Sheben Maisa Hu, Sheyachalas is by Maisa Choch, if you can do something to indicate what it's been used for, you must do so. If you cannot, then even the Tanakhama would agree that machshava is enough. Lamekitanoi, Hodr Yehuda, the Bimini Labar Maisa, something where there's no Maisa to do, and just machshava alone, is going to be machlokas Tanoyim. So he said, Chafin, which means Meshav Shafin is a Kelim, Meshav is a Tzachzachon, you can rub the Kelim to polish them. Chuzbekli Kasif Begartikar. You can't use gartika on a kli kesef. I mean, offer shigadol b'chavish yayin. It's like a dirt which grows in the barrels of wine. Karn la'alum, v'ikar tikkun kli kesef. That was the main thing they used to fix up kli kesef. regardless, and it rubs away on the kesef. Kesef rak, because the silver is soft. And that's the malacha, shuab malacha. So it comes out, you're doing the malacha of mamachek, which you're actually rubbing off, you're smoothing out the keli. Because they don't rub off kesef. So the Mor says, another one says, it's aser. So Mor says, my love. The Mor thought process is, so what's this argument whether Nesar Chol or Aser or Mutter? Ha Netanya, Aser, La Mishum, the Gorale. The price who says it's Aser is not, they're arguing whether it's Gor or not. It's not the Mechalikers. El Mishum Muksa, Kosele. The problem is Muksa. So, the Tana the Shori, Kigan Shehichnis, Malakaposa, Lakath, you brought it in to use it. The Ira Gabikarka, you put it on the ground. So the one who says Osir is you have to do a Maisa. You need to do a Maisa. Even though there's no Maisa to do, you just put it down on the ground. What are you supposed to do to it? Besides, you can't wrap it up. What are you going to tie it up? I mean, what are you going to do to it? And the Mandam which says it's Mutter says, well, there's no Maisa to do. So then the Machshav alone, the designation alone is enough. What's the Lord? The Kuliyama, Bini, the Labar Maisa, who Lavin and mice. Everybody agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. If there's no mice to do, you don't need a mice. The Isla of other Rav Yehuda, they agree with what that the Rav Yehuda said. So then why is it also? In time of the man, the Osir, the Zim and the Gar, sometimes it will actually smooth out some of the metal. Even though he had no intention for that purpose, it's Osir, Rabbi Yehuda, Dharma, Dharma, Shem, Miskaben, it's Osir. So he held it's Osir like a Yehuda. Even though it's not your intent, it's still Osir. Command the Shari, the Bryce says, it's Mutter, it's Kirb Shimon. Shimon says, if that's not your intent, it's Mutter. So why is Gartikar an Osir then? Umeo Gartikar is Osir. The Vade Gorer, Mutter Shimon, Secretion of Eloyomus, a case where it's definitely going to happen, if Shimon admits that it's a problem. See, well, it's not your intent, it's the laws. The more instance of Shimon doesn't fit because the Sefer says, Lo Yochav Fehen, Ben Nesar B'chol, Sarei B'Shabbos, Neshem Mashirah. You can't use Nesar B'chol to rub in your hair because it'll pull out hairs. And if Shimon holds it, that's not a problem because he says, Nozer B'chol, Kholos and B'Shabbos. Nozer, any day of the week, has the same problem as you have on Shabbos. You can't tear out any hairs. So we can't do that on Shabbos. And Nozer cannot do that on a weekday. He's Chayfef Sara B'Nesar B'Chol. You're allowed to use Nesar B'Chol to rub the hair. On a fast face, B'Napit Sara, he's allowed to come out his hair with his hands. Kimashet Emes Gaben, since he has no intent to tear out hairs, is Mutter. Shimon has to be Shimon, and then so he sees that rubbing with chol alma nesar b'chol zimin the eno meishir l'damal l'psikreishav l'yamas. So according to Rav Shimon, so even in hair, it's not fadi. It's going to tear. It's not a psikreishav that's going to tear out hair. You're allowed to use it by Nozer, so Shabbos also should be Mutter. So why does the Brisa say, if it's Shimon, why does the Brisa say that it's also to use Nesar and Chol to be for the hair? Abel Osarik, Masri, you can't comb with a comb, the body may sure that definitely will tear out hairs. And that's true by Shabbos also. We pass them like Rav Shimon. You can't use a comb by Shabbos because we assume it's going to tear out hairs. These two prices, Masnisa Deliel, the Pligi B'Nesar B'Chol, they argue with Nesar B'Chol is Mutter or not. It's both a Rabbi Yehuda. Manda also Sarah Zimin the Gar. Sometimes it smooths it out. So Yehuda, Ha'amar, Dabar Shem Miskaben, is also. Yehuda says, Dabar Shem Miskaben, even though it's not your intent, that's also. Mandashari, Sabra, Ligorah, Klau, Veikan, Meshumamachik. It doesn't do it. The difference is not mamachik. So Moritz says, "B'maya kimsa k'rabbi Yehuda." That now that you're saying it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, we have a problem because Agassinan, you're not garis lahad the Tanya Osir. Some people had a gear said, but Mayo Kimta, now that you said the Hodatanya Osir is like Rabbi Yehuda, one which says also like Rabbi Yehuda. And then it continues. That's not the right gear. It's not saying that there are two brises. One says Osir, one says Mutter. One version was saying that now that you said these both brises are going like Rabbi Yehuda, we have a question. One said, now that you said that this brise specifically, we said that it's also going like Rabbi Yehuda, we have a question. Rashi is saying the question is not built on that brise is going like Rabbi Yehuda. The question is built on that both brises are going like Rabbi Yehuda. Logosin lahod etanya osir. The hotter vav Rabbi Yehuda okim na lahu. They're both going like Rabbi Yehuda. Void hachsefer the parach upon the baragla mutter. The brisa that we're now, the question which we're now asking from, is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Why are part of Yehuda baragla mutter? The brisa which said that the love sefer that he the tanya osir who. It's not going back on the brisa who says that it's osir. It's going back on the sefer that he the tanya mutter. It's going back on the brisa that says that it's mutter. The brisa said, on kli kesef it's mutter. In your hair is osir, and on your face is mutter. That's the brisa. Dachi tonen bo lo yochav en sari. You can't use it for your hair. Alba pani abaragla is mutter. Ha milsa gabi hach the tonen mutter prichon lo liel. That was part of the brisa that says that it's mutter. So don't say, there was a version which says, we're asking from the brisa, says that it's osir, by kli kesef. That's not the correct brisa. We're asking the brisa says that by kli kesef is osir. By hair is osir. By kli kesef is mutter. By hair is osir. And by ponim is mutter. Some answers, but cotton each of resources, so let's lose zaka, and they don't have beards. I just want to clarify one point. I think maybe this is what Jeff is getting stuck on. I don't know too much about the Matzias of how to wash Kli Kesef in with sand. I guess in English we have a problem. If I remove some of the Kesef, that's not the Malacha Mamachik. Mamachik is going to take some Kesef there and move it around. From it's high and it becomes, I soften off a bump. So I've smoothed something out. That's the Malacha Mamachik. I take wax and I spread it out. If I pick up a glob of wax, that's not Mamachik. So if I take my hand under and take it out, that's not the Mamachik. That's not my problem. The problem is I'm going to smooth it out. The problem over here is that this thing will take the Kesef and spread it out in the Kesef. That's Mamachik. Burnishing it is not Mamachik. Even though you might be removing some to burnish it, I take off the tarnish, that's not the Mamachik. Unless you say while you're doing it, what's happening is there's some element of spread it, But if I can know for sure the way it does it, but just cutting some of it out, that's not Mamachik. No, I'm telling you that today. I want to check it up and let you know for sure tomorrow. Okay, I have to check that up. Yeah. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda. Offer levain. So if you have ground up brick, crushed crust, the material which comes in bricks. So shori, that's mutter to use to be rubbing your face, and Rashi says it means even a person has a beard, that that type of material doesn't tear out, doesn't tear out the hairs. Amar of Yosef, kuspa the yasmin is shori. If the you take the sesame seeds and you crush them up and you have this the psyllus left over from the crushing process of getting the oil, so you can rub those on your face and that's not a problem because they're not going to pull out any hairs. Amarava, offer palpably, when you grind up peppers, is shori. Amar of Sheshes, barda shori. Barda is mutter. Mor says, my barda. What exactly is barda? Amar of Yosef, so he says, tilsa ayala, it's one third aloe. The tilsa asa, it's one third, I guess, crushed hadasim. The tilsa is sigli, it's one third, this type of plant called sigli. I don't know what the type of a grass. What's it called? What?
Well, violets.
Okay, viol, okay, violets, okay. Fine. So Omar of the Chemar Yosef called Hechad the Ika the Leka Ruba Olo is sharper dummy. As long as the majority is not aloe, it's mutter. But you have the aloe in there, the aloe is, will pull out the hairs. Let's see Rashi. Afro Levensa, Cetius Levena, ground up brick. Shori loch upon him, you let what rub them in your face. I feel the Mishiesha Zakin, a person who has a beard. Kus with the Aspen, Pselus Shum Shemin. After you crush the sesame to get out the oil, you have the remaining parts of the seeds, you can rub that in the face. Over Papoli, Shikis Papolin. Ground up peppers. Barda shori lachris ponim. You can use barda on your face. Ola is sharish esav shishmoy oil. I think the translate is aloe. Asa is hadas. And sigli is esav shakaran viol. Yeshboy shlosh olin. It's a grass which is called viol and it has three leaves in it. Chalechadika ruba ola sharpadami. Even if it's more than a third, Allah is okay as long as it's not the majority. Says only a third is mutter. Aloe is used for washing and rubbing purposes, like boris, and it pulls out the hair. And I'm not going to give you a translation of Boris because I'm not sure what it is. Okay. Boimine Mirav Sheshes. Mao Lipsoya Zaysim Bishabas. Now, I never understood exactly, I guess, I do not know too much about olives. Not too much about too many things. Apparently, if you would smash the olive against the rock, it takes out some of the liquid in there, which is like a bitter liquid, so it tastes better. So he wants to know if you're allowed to smash it, use some hard surface to smash it against on Shabbos, and if that's a problem or not. You can see there's an element of the malacha of crushing grapes is dosh, but I'm not doing it to get the liquid out. I'm doing it to use. I'm just doing it to get this, to remove this bitter flavor. I don't know how it works. I don't understand exactly the metzias of how it works.
It sounds like you're doing something to remove
remove what you don't want, so that what's left.
But not, it's not like it doesn't necessarily flow out. It just.
Here, it says here, David, that it says bruising. You use the word bruising. Like I said, it doesn't say flowing out. It's just bruising.
Oh. Right. So
you're not removing it.
Yeah. So I don't understand the actual physical mitzvahs of how it works. That it's not a problem of Barbara, no. Maybe. Right, but this over here, they didn't add anything more. They just would bang it. So the banging alone seemed to do something. So they wanted to know what's mutter to do on Shabbos. So Amar Lahu, Rav Sheshi said back to them, "Mechi bechol mihitira. Why is it mutter on the weekdays? Because some Rav Mishum Hefset Oichlin, he holds it's considered." You're damaging the food. It comes out to a certain amount of the food, which is not going to be usable. You're wasting food, and that's a problem of Hesed Arkham. Marsha Lemon figured the Shmuel. So Rav Sheshet's argument is not like Shmuel. Dumber Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Oisa Adam Kol Tzarcha Bepas." You're allowed to use bread for your needs, and we're not concerned about the potential damage to the bread. So, and Rosh Hashanah is saying you can't do that because you're damaging your food, or potentially damaging the food. The Mor says, "Amri." The Mor says, "Pas lo meisa." The usage which were permitted over there were things which the bread would not become disgusting. You'd still be able to eat the bread afterwards. Hani meisi. When they would do this, you'd make them mos, and people sometimes would not eat the olive afterwards when you do that. So therefore, it's a waste of the olives, and it's also.
I thought the point was to make it more edible.
You know, I can't answer. I never. This is like, you know, I've seen this. It comes up a few places in Shas. This CSA, and I have no idea what it is. You know, one that, you know.